It is the Capital One Orange Bowl Media Tour presented by Duffy Sports Gear. Christian Catt here with ESPN West Palm alongside Arizona State Athletic Director Graham Rossini. Graham, what an environment this is, right? Anywhere in the country for a media day, and it's right in Sin City, Las Vegas.
We do it big in the Big 12, so we're excited to get underway here.
Absolutely, and big in the Big 12 as well for listeners who are casual football fans, who are all of a sudden seeing Arizona State, Big 12, not the Pac-12. How's this transition been on your end as an athletic director?
It's been exciting. We've had the benefit over the last year of planning and getting ready. We'll officially join the conference in August, so we're a few weeks away from our official entry. But it's been a lot of exciting conversations over the last year getting ready. And this conference now, at 16 members, having a national footprint is really exciting, and we just can't wait to plug in.
And this is your first year as an AD. What has this been transition like? I feel like you've kind of jumped right into the fire where years and years of tradition all changing in 1 year, and you're kind of just starting from scratch. What's that been like?
Yeah, we're evolving as college sports is evolving as well. And you know, I went to ASU. I'm an alum. I'm very familiar with the pageantry of the Pac-12, and we're going to miss that. But that decision's been made, and we're ready to go to the Big 12. And college sports as it evolves, I think you can still maintain the spirit, pride, and tradition that's so unique to all of our individual college campuses and universities. But now we get to come together as part of this awesome new conference, and to be able to play in Orlando and spread the ASU brand in Florida as a result of the Big 12, that's nothing but a positive in my opinion. And there's new eyeballs all over the country that get to learn about our school as a result of this new version of the Big 12. And so we want to enter that. We want to add value to the conference. We want to learn from the other institutions that we're surrounded with. And there's a lot for all of us to gain as a result.
Conference is changing. Also, with the college football playoff expanding to 12 teams, that's a whole nother change in college football that has had years of tradition, four-team playoff, smashing success, decide to expand it. How does that change in terms of the standards of success for different schools? Because now it's not bang or bust, you're not a top four team, you don't really have a chance at a national championship, literally. And now that expands to 12. As an AD, how does that change anything for you?
Well, it's just exciting that we're able to create more opportunities to compete for a championship. And you know, over time, when it was at the mercy of polls at the end of the season, then there was BCS and the early version of CFP, and now we're just giving more schools and more fan bases an opportunity to have a pathway to a championship. And I think that's a positive outcome. When you've seen what's happened in a lot of professional leagues, so they've expanded playoffs, and you've given wildcard teams or a team that didn't win a division a chance to get in and win an NBA championship, a World Series, etc. Now the same applies in college sports. We've got, you know, over 60 schools in the Power Four that are very competitive. The universities are making incredible investments into their football programs. And expanded CFP just creates more opportunities for fan bases to have a taste of the pathway to championship. I see that only.
That was a quick ride.
Absolutely. College football is the lifeblood of college sports. Like, you know this. There's a reason why there's big money in college football. What is it about college football for you that excites you the most and makes you love this game?
There's no replacement for a Saturday on a campus in the fall. And you know, we're lucky to do it six or seven times a year. It's an incredible showcase for our universities. We get excited about how do we use a game day in Tempe to help the world understand what's happening at ASU. We're proud of our football program. We're proud of our traditions. We're really proud of our institution. And it's an incredible way to showcase the university to fans that are visiting the market for the first time, for people that build their vacation and their fall schedule around game day. There's just no replacement for the pageantry of college football Saturday. Lucky to be.
That brings my next question. New conference, bunch of fresh faces. Arizona State will get to go on the road to play.
Right.
Which of these Big 12 schools are you most excited to take the trip to on a college football Saturday?
We've been lucky. We played Oklahoma State the past couple of years. We've been in and out of Stillwater. Oklahoma State was at our place in Tempe last year. So we got a taste of what Big 12 game day is like by competing against Oklahoma State. And if that's any indication what the rest of the conference looks like, it's going to be a blast. So it's a good mix, in my opinion, of great college towns and established brands like Kansas State, Kansas, Oklahoma State, and then some great cities. You know, you got Baylor and TCU not that far from the Dallas Metroplex, Houston, University of Houston right there in Houston, Central Florida in Orlando, and a great city that we'll get a chance to go and visit now. So it's a good mixture. And you know, this fall, getting to go to Manhattan, we'll be back in Stillwater. You know, we're going to get a kind of a good flavor of the Big 12 right off the gate. Texas Tech, first game out the gate in Lubbock. That'll be exciting. And so we're eyes wide open. And for our fans that are so used to these active rivalries, it's going to be exciting to get them on these new campuses and understand how different schools in different parts of the country really focus on game day.
Arizona State coming off back-to-back 3-9 seasons. What's this year supposed to look like? What is the mark of success? Maybe a goal in terms of a win total? Do you set those preseasons?
Yeah, I'll let our coaches set those win-loss goals, but we're expecting progression. You know, coming off 3-9, we want to be better than that. What better looks like, you know, to be determined, but we've worked really hard. Coach Ham's in his second year of the program. He's from Phoenix, attended ASU, has been absolutely crushing it, recruiting, getting inbound interest in the transfer.
No, you just have to mention,
the transfer portal works both ways, and there is a lot of high school football talent in the state of Arizona. And a lot of these young men left state to go to a university for whatever reason, maybe didn't work out, and they see what's happening at ASU and understand the quality of the coaching staff. We've got a guy like Hines Ward as our wide receivers coach, and you get elite coaching at a place like ASU, and if you're a skill player, we don't have elements. If you can throw the ball, if you can catch the ball, if you run the ball, there's not a better place in America to play than Tempe, Arizona, in my opinion. And so we're excited about a very offensive, high-octane style of football, a great place to come enjoy game day, and you know, keep building year after year. And what wins and losses will be determined. That's why you play the game. But we're excited for a new version of Sunday Night Football in the field this fall.
You've worked in athletics for a time, his first year as an AD. What has this job been different than it would have been 15 years ago? Mention changing conferences.
Yep.
Mention transfer portal. We haven't even spoken about NIL.
Right.
How has that key component, NIL, changed Georgia?
Yeah, there's a lot of change, but we're just trying to be mindful of how do we utilize the changes that have entered the space. And where I look at NIL and what name, image, likeness can do in a place like ASU, I think it's a tremendous opportunity where it's going to quickly evolve into more commercial or corporate-tied name, image, and likeness, unless maybe donor-funded or member-funded. We're in the fifth largest city in America, in Phoenix. We've got a massively successful research university in ASU. There's a lot of companies coming to the Valley that are looking to hire talent. And ASU is proven as a talent development organization. So we look at NIL as a way to take corporations moving to a major metropolitan market with access to incredible university. How do we use these companies connecting to our student athletes to promote the product or the service or the company and build that sense of support and that community support around ASU athletes? So there's just different ways to pursue the destination. Saturday is still Saturday. College football Saturday will not change. The path to get to Saturday is evolving. That's only creating more opportunities for us to plug in and get our student athletes connected to this incredible network of support.
You mentioned Hines Ward's on the staff. What is he like as a coach? We know him as the football player, hard-nosed, Steelers football, toughest guy he can ever play with. What's he like as a coach molding these young men?
Just energetic, and he has this giant smile and this effervescent personality that's there every single day. And to have a guy who played the sport at the highest level, Super Bowl champion, and now he wants to give his lived experience back to our wide receivers and our entire team for that matter. To me, there's no replacement for that kind of experience. When you have a guy that knows the game all the way that he does and understands that he also has the ability to give his experience back, is interested in being a great teacher and a great coach, there's just no replacement for that energy, and we got better at the moment he joined our staff.
Arizona State Athletic Director Graham Rossini, thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
Yeah, happy to be here.